This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.
Hi, I'm Ian Clydesdale. Trevor Davies is co-chair of the British Columbia Young Workers Task Force and has been involved in organizing their young worker conferences. Earlier today, Davies spoke to me about their success.
About four years ago, the Young Workers Task Force came together, and there was actually a really small amount of members on it. And one of the tasks that the Young Workers Task Force had was to put on a conference. Previously, a conference had been tried, but only 12 people had actually registered, so the conference was canceled. So because of that, we actually scrapped the idea of doing a conference for, not entirely, we almost put it off for a good year or 2 years, and we worked on doing a lot of small socials and small events to try to build a capacity and build a network of people so that if we were to try a conference in the future, we know that we would have enough to actually fill that conference. So one of the concerns was, of course, is that we didn't have a lot of young workers being involved. So we did a small educational and social night that was, a bowling night with a welcome to QP or introduction to your collective agreement course. And then during convention, QPBC convention, we held a harbor cruise social night, which brought in about 50 young workers, and also actually increased the number of young worker delegates to convention. Since we had a social night specifically for young workers, a lot of locals found found more money in the budget, so to speak, to actually send a young worker to it. So it took us about a year to 2 years to actually build up the trust in the executive by holding events where we actually filled the number of people we needed to attend. We had a list of people that we knew. People had joined the task force, so the task force numbers had grown from 4 to about 10, with a real good core of about 7 or 8 people that attended regularly. And then we felt like we were going to push it and try the conference. And so that at that time, we ended up having about 45 to 50 people signed up for the conference, and we ended up having a waiting list of about 15 to 20. And so that was done a couple years ago. That was the first one, 2007, and that was the first really big hurrah, if you will, in the QP Young Workers, QPBC Young Worker world. And then we set a schedule of every 2 years to hold it so that if there was ever a big changeover in the membership of the Young Workers Task Force, which is realistic with being under 30, so that age cap, that it would be consistent and be able to roll throughout, regardless of whether there was just a solid group of young workers or if there was a whole brand new committee, at least they would know the cycle. So the Young Workers Conference has been getting a lot of attention, and it should. It's a real great event. It doesn't force people into any roles. It simply gives them or opens their eyes to QP, gains a little bit of trust in QP, and at the end of the day, if they're going to be interested in being a shop steward or bargaining or getting involved in the environment, then we're going to show them a little taste of what QP can offer, and they can actually choose and really know what they're going to get into if they do put their hand up in a meeting and get involved. So I don't see the conference ending anytime soon. I've been talking with a lot of other divisional reps and young workers trying to show them that we just didn't hold a conference and it magically happened, that we built ourselves up to it. But now that it's happening, I want to actually broaden that to have some more divisional members attend from outside of BC and try to make it just bigger and better each year. So that's kind of in a nutshell the success I guess we've had with the conference and how we got to it.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.